Brilliance Audio presents
The Sparrow by Mary Doria Russell. The Sparrow. Prologue. It was predictable in hindsight. Everything about the history of the Society of Jesus bespoke deft and efficient action, exploration, and research. During what Europeans were pleased to call the Age of Discovery, Jesuit priests were never more than a year or two behind the men who made initial contact with previously unknown peoples. Indeed, Jesuits were often the vanguard of exploration. The United Nations required years to come to a decision that the Society of Jesus reached in 10 days. In New York, diplomats debated long and hard, with many recesses and tablings of the issue, whether and why human resources should be expended in an attempt to contact the world that would become known as Rakat, when there were so many pressing needs on Earth. In Rome, the questions were not whether or why, but how soon the mission could be attempted and whom to send. The Society asked leave of no temporal government. It acted on its own principles, with its own assets, on papal authority. The mission to Rakat was undertaken not so much secretly as privately, a fine distinction, but one which the Society felt no compulsion to explain or justify when the news broke several years later. The Jesuit scientists went to learn, not to proselytize. They went so that they might come to know and love God's other children. They went for the reason Jesuits have always gone to the furthest frontiers of human exploration. They went ad majorem Dei gloriam, for the greater glory of God. They meant no harm. 1. Rome, December 2059. On December 7th, 2059, Emilio Sandoz was released from the isolation ward of Salvator Mundi Hospital in the middle of the night, and transported in a...